You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone. Today is the Friday edition of the Daily Dime. It is April 19th, and we've almost made it to the weekend, so let's get this one started. So we'll start off with the NBA. There weren't any games last night, but we will have the final games of the play-in tournament tonight. The first one is the Bulls and the Heat down in Miami. The Bulls are coming off a win against the Hawks, and the Heat are coming off a loss against the Sixers in both of their first round games. The Heat will be without Jimmy Butler, as it was announced that he has sprained his right MCL and will most likely miss a few weeks at minimum. Even without Jimmy, the Heat are still 2.5-point favorites tonight, and I'm expecting big games out of their other guards, especially Hero and the rookie Jaime Jaquez Jr. He's been one of my favorite rookies to watch this year, and I think they're both going to step up in his absence. The winner of this game will be the 8 seed, and they will play the Celtics in the first round. The loser of this game will miss the playoffs. And then the second game we have tonight has the same stakes as the first, but it will be the Pelicans hosting the Kings over in the western half of the play-in tournament. Both of these teams will be without key players, as Zion Williamson is out with a left hamstring strain that he suffered in the first round loss of the play-in tournament against the Lakers. And then the Kings will be without Malik Monk, who is still recovering from an MCL strain, similar to Jimmy Butler. The Pelicans are 1.5-point favorites heading into this one, but I'm not so sure I see them pulling this one off. I think the Kings have some great momentum after knocking off the Warriors a couple of nights ago, and the Pelicans seem to be trending in the opposite direction. They had a great chance to beat the Lakers the other night, and then they lose Zion and the game in a stretch of about 10 minutes in real time. So we'll see if they can recover from that, but I'd put my money on the Kings. I think the stars are going to show up big in this one, even though they're missing a couple on each team. And I'm definitely excited to watch that matchup down low between Valanciunas and Sabonis. But like I said, I think the Kings pull this one out and advance to play the Thunder as the 8 seed in the first round of the playoffs. In some other news slightly related to the NBA, Cobin Porter, the younger brother of Michael and Jonte Porter, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for a drunk driving accident that resulted in the death of a woman in Colorado last year. Porter was allegedly speeding, had a BAC of over twice the legal limit, ran a red light, and crashed into another car, which killed the woman driving and then also injured a passenger. He pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide and assault as a part of a plea deal back in February, but he was just sentenced now. So this wraps up a pretty tough week for the Porter family. They will have Michael playing for the Nuggets this week in their first-round matchup against the Lakers, but his younger brother, Jonte, was banned from the NBA earlier this week as part of that gambling scandal that we talked about just a few days ago. And then this from Cobin now. Pretty tough week for the two younger brothers of Michael there. But enough with the sad news. Let's take a look at the MLB and some of the games that we had last night. Now, we only had 4 games. There should have been 5, but the Marlins and Cubs were postponed due to rain. So the first one we're going to talk about was the Rangers and the Tigers playing over in Detroit. And this one had a ton of action from the beginning, as both teams combined for 14 runs in the first 4 innings as the game was tied 7-7. But then no one scored in the 5th, 6th, or 7th inning until the Rangers broke that drought on a Corey Seager fielder's choice that scored Leodis Taveras. And then in the 9th, Taveras had an RBI of his own on a single to left that scored Ezekiel Duran, extending that lead to 9-7. And that would be your final in Detroit. Jose Leclerc got the win in this one with the save going to Kirby Yates, and the loss was handed to Shelby Miller, who falls to 3-2 on the season. And with the win, the Rangers improved to 11-9, good for first in the AL West. And with the loss, Detroit fell to 10-9, which puts them in 3rd in the AL Central, 3 games behind the division-leading Guardians. And speaking of the Guardians, they were in Boston last night, finishing out the final game of their four-game series against the Red Sox. They go on to win this one 5-4 and win the series 3-1 in doing so. Carrasco was great in this one. He pitched 5 2/3, only giving up 2 runs. And the bullpen was even better, as they did not allow a single base runner from the 7th inning on, completely shutting down the Red Sox and eliminating any hope at a tie in this series. Emmanuel Clase earned the save in this one, his 5th on the year. And Andrés Giménez went 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs from the leadoff spot, as Stephen Kwan was sitting this one out. And then down in Tampa, we had a pitcher's duel between the Rays and the Angels. The Rays scored 2 runs in the first inning of this one, and that is all they would need, as they went on to win 2-1 and improved to 11-9 on the season. Ryan Pepiot got the win. He had 7 strikeouts in 6 innings pitched, only giving up 1 earned run. Colin Poche got the save. And the loss goes to Griffin Canning, even though he only gave up 2 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings pitched. And for our final game on the MLB slate, we had the Diamondbacks in San Francisco taking on the Giants in a matchup between Logan Webb and Ryan Nelson. Nelson had to leave after 2 scoreless innings after taking a line drive off of his elbow, and he was replaced by Logan Allen. But Logan Webb was the story in this one. He went 7 innings pitched, giving up 0 runs and 5 Ks, and he earned the win in a 5-0 win for the Giants. Both teams are now 9-11 and tied for third in the NL West. And over to the NHL, we had 6 games to wrap up the regular season. A couple of the notable games: we had the Jets beating the Canucks 4-2, the Avalanche beating the Oilers 5-1, and the Kings beating the Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime. And with that conclusion of the regular season, all of our Stanley Cup playoff matchups are set. So starting off in the West, we will have the top-seeded Dallas Stars taking on the Vegas Knights. We will also have Winnipeg taking on Colorado, Vancouver versus Nashville, and Edmonton versus the LA Kings. Over in the East, we will have the Panthers taking on the Lightning, the Bruins playing the Maple Leafs, the top-seeded and President's Trophy-winning Rangers playing the Capitals, and Carolina taking on the New York Islanders. And then just for fun, we'll look at some of the teams that didn't have as much success this year. The team that clinched the worst record in the league was San Jose, with a record of 19-54-9, and they will have the best odds in the 2024 draft lottery. Rounding out the top 5, we had Chicago, Anaheim, Columbus, and Montreal for the remaining worst records in the league this year. And with that, we will wrap up this Friday edition of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. See you.